The Special Criminal Court has been told the state is to oppose an application by Gerard Hutch that it pays legal fees for the Regency murder trial, estimated to be at least €250,000. The 60-year-old from the paddocks in Clontarf in Dublin was found not guilty of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency 7 years ago. Two other men, 52-year-old Jason Bonney, a builder from Drumnigh Wood in Port Marnock in Dublin, and 61-year-old Paul Murphy, a taxi driver from Cherry Avenue in Swords in County Dublin, were convicted of helping to commit the murder in 2016. They're due to be sentenced at the Special Criminal Court next Friday. So, Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, was in court today. What did the Special Criminal Court hear today, Paul, in terms of the mitigation for these the two convicted, Bonney and Murphy?
Well, in relation to Bonney, Brian, we heard that he was a former Irish international boxer, a senior coach and president of Trinity Boxing Club in Dublin. He was 52 years of age, a builder. He had paid all his taxes all his life. He had worked since he left school at 14. He has no previous convictions and was not previously on the Garda radar. Now, his counsel, John Fitzgerald, handed in what he described as, quote, a bucket full of testimonials as to Mr. Bonney's hard work, honesty, good character, dedication to his family, contribution to the community and boxing, and the fact that he had fostered a boy from care when the child was 12, who said he had been treated like one of the Bonney family. Paul Murphy, the other man found guilty of being a getaway driver, was also described in court today by his defence counsel, Bernard Condon, as operating at the lower end of the scale, while other people were higher up in the criminal organisation. Now, he's a father of five. He has 67 previous convictions, but mainly for minor offences such as road traffic, larceny, public order and criminal damage. He's originally from Sean McDermott Street in Dublin, but we heard he changed his name from Christopher Ryan to Paul Murphy. He was a private in the army for 20 years before he worked in hotels, shops, pubs, security, and then he applied for a taxi licence and has worked in the business since 1994. The court heard today also that he bought a particular car off a particular person, and that's a reference to Eddie Hutch, the brother of Gerard Hutch, who was also a taxi man. He became the fifth victim of the feud when he was shot dead at his home in Dublin 3 days after the Regency murder.
What, Paul, can you tell us about Gerard Hutch's application now for his legal fees?
Well, senior counsel for the prosecution, Sean Gillan, told the court that the state was aware that following his acquittal for murder, Gerard Hutch was applying to have his legal fees paid. The case was 52 days in court. He was represented by a senior and junior counsel as well as a solicitor. The costs are conservatively estimated at €250,000, at least over €250,000. Mr. Gillan said that the state was opposing the application, and while defence counsel Brendan Graham said he was ready to proceed today, he agreed that both he and the prosecution had believed the case was only up for mention today. Now, Miss Justice Tara Burns said the court was ready and had expected to hear the case today, but she adjourned the hearing of the application until Friday. Now, Bonney and Murphy will also be sentenced for helping the Hutch organised crime group commit the murder on that day. There is precedent in relation to a costs application where a person has been acquitted in the courts. A judge ruled 9 years ago that the state did not have to pay the legal costs of the former Anglo-Irish Bank chairman Sean Fitzpatrick. Judge Martin Nolan rejected an application then by Mr. Fitzpatrick's legal team that he should not be liable for the cost of defending himself during the 48-day trial, which saw him acquitted of all charges.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent at the Special Criminal Court, thank you for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about a hostage situation in Belfast last night.